Yeah, I'm free with you this morning. See my signal, copyable.
From 2 Tango Mobile.
There's two or three different styles in both things. That one don't fit. One had the center connector, but I'm not going to copy it.
The old BNC connector doesn't work on these new Baofengs and some of the other HTs. I forget what it's called, but I've got several of them, the new ones. I just, keep them laying around. I don't know why I have so many. I guess, I don't have a clue. Anyway, I'm headed to get my hair cut, and thank goodness I still have some to cut. So what are you up to today?
I don't know how far along you are, but you got me a bunch of long stride things. That got the antenna on the tower. It's up there. It's 40 feet in the air. It should work fantastic.
Your antenna is 40 feet up in the air?
Actually more than that. It's actually over 50. So it's up there.
Good. I tell you, my HF was... antenna was down for a while, and I got Bill N4IQ to help me shoot it back up in the trees, and man, it's doing great. And I'm hearing a lot more north and south now than I was. I think I had it right up against the tree trunk, and that was hindering the vertical aspect of it from transmitting, from getting out, very far. But it's a great, it's a Carolina Wyndham. It's a great antenna because you can hear, I can hear people right next door to me, and I can, with the vertical part of it, and then the 135 foot section, it's facing north and south, so it's transmitting basically roughly east and west. And so I've talked to California and I've talked to Russia, so it's doing pretty good.
I'm going to use that antenna because there's too much the angle of the legs is wrong. So I got a good antenna. I got about 500 feet of parachute quarter wire. Go along with it. Two guys, I got two poles. One to move the one pole 30 feet away from the other one, or 10 feet away from the other one, and raise the other antenna up to another. If anyone wants to go in on a spool of wire and cable, if I want to move the spool, let me know we can split across of it.
So, how have you been doing your health? You doing good with your health these days?
Right now, no bones. That fixes, but I've got chemical pneumonia, which I thought I had COVID, acting like I did, but COVID always turns into pneumonia with me. I think I had COVID and or a boy. We don't really know because The ibuprofen, the virus sticks into that. So the inflammatory drugs, it eats them up. So zinc, vitamin C, pound yourself like vitamin C, and allergies to zinc, thank God. And as much as you can. I was allergic to medical medicine, and all kinds of issues, but we're getting it. Today, they have an off oxygen for 4 hours today, and I'm doing pretty good.
Had your COVID shots.
That's what I did. It probably wasn't the smartest thing to do. I did just to have a vaccine, because I wasn't sure. Because Kelly and I were in quarantine. My nurse and I were both in quarantine. She had COVID, so we're both quarantined, kind of. We teased her when she was quarantined, so. But she told me, oh, boy, I just did it, because I want to make sure. I don't know. I think two shots every year. I don't have enough patience for that. So I just did it. Health-wise, it probably wasn't a good idea. But you know what? At this point, it doesn't. I want my freedom back.
So, I'm laughing because I ask you a yes or no question. So, have you had your COVID shot?
Well, it's a joke. It probably been. But the hard part is, when they treat like I was staying in the hospital, the hard part. That took me a while to get through that. But that's okay. Do you ever hear of Checkers or Wreckers?
And last Friday, and but I had COVID back in January. I thought I had a head cold, and I was playing tennis with it. And so when I tested positive, I had to call the guys I was playing doubles with and say, "Hey guys, y'all might want to go get tested because I tested positive." But they all tested negative, so no harm done there.
Oh, see, this stuff's been around since 2014, 2015, I believe. And I know that. The thing is, there were so few cases of it. They didn't figure it out. I didn't figure it out either. Wow. But I talked to some people in the field that told me the story behind it. It's really dangerous. I want to see Ray and everybody. I can't wait. I want to go to the club meeting, guys. I'd love to help Bobby, man. I think we can do. You know what I got to do? You guys are going to laugh.
All right. Well, listen, I'm getting close to my destination here, so I'm going to sign with you. And I'm in a lot of traffic, too, here on Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greer. Yeah, somebody got shot this morning or got shot at in a road rage incident here in Greer. I forget exactly where it was. My wife told me the location, but oh, it was at Walmart in Greer. So don't piss anybody off when you're driving, because you might. Of course, I don't think you do any driving, but yeah, it's really weird that people get that mad enough to want to shoot at you. But I mean, but anyway, all right. Well, you have a good day, and good to talk to you, 73s, and I'll talk to you later. KB4 CBA Mobile.
Mike's in November clear.